Conversation 1. Hi, Lynn. I saw you at registration yesterday. I sailed right through, but you were standing in a long line.
Yeah, I waited an hour to sign up for a distance learning course.
Distance learning? Never heard of it.
Well, it's new this semester. It's only open to psychology majors, but I bet it'll catch on elsewhere. Yesterday, over 100 students signed up.
Well, what is it?
It's an experimental course. I registered for child psychology. All I have got to do is watch a 12-week series of televised lessons. The department shows them 7 different times a day and in 7 different locations.
Don't you ever have to meet with professor?
Yeah. After each part of the series, I have to talk to her and the other students on the phone, you know, about our ideas. Then we'll meet on campus 3 times for reviews and exams.
It sounds pretty non-traditional to me, but I guess it makes sense, considering how many students have jobs. It must really help with their schedules, not to mention how it will cut down on traffic.
You know, last year my department did a survey and they found out that 80% of all psychology majors were employed. That's why they came up with the program.
Look, I'll be working 3 days a week next semester, and it was either cut back on my classes or try this out.
The only thing is, doesn't it seem impersonal though? I mean, I miss having class discussions and hearing what other people think.
Well, I guess that's why phone contact's important. Anyway, it's an experiment.
Maybe I'll end up hating it.
Maybe, but I'll be curious to see how it works up. Questions 1 to 4 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 1. What's the view of the woman about the distance learning course?
Question 2. How does the man feel about the distance learning course?
Question 3. Why was the distance learning program offered to psychology majors?
Question 4. What's the woman's concern about the program?